The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" He said to him, "Lord, you know everything, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you, lead you where you do not want to go." He said this signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. When he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. If you would like to make money, but this would take work, write a book. But the book would be the pre-Pentecost Peter and the post-Pentecost Peter. I haven't read a book. Maybe you're called to write that. Maybe I am. The pre-Pentecost Peter in the post. So look at Peter in the Gospels, and look at Peter in the Acts of the Apostles, Jekyll and Hyde. Yeah. Jekyll and Hyde. Jekyll and Hyde. It doesn't seem to be the same person. That's why he's got two names, Simon and Peter. The man of the flesh, the man of the spirit. The sinful man, the saintly man. So, maybe you can write a book. So let's see. Let's talk about the conversion of Peter. The conversion of Peter. Fulton Sheen, who I admire very much for his writings, he says that the conversion of Peter, there's a gradual process, but the conversion of Peter starts by Peter looking into the eyes of Jesus Christ. But when? When? Well, Peter three times says, "I don't know him, I don't know him, I don't know him." Then the cock crows. The cock crows. Peter's in the courtyard. And Jesus is being judged. He comes out. And Jesus looks deeply into the eyes of Peter. It's a penetrating gaze. Why don't you look into the eyes of Jesus Christ? Try to do it today. And as a result of that, he broke down in tears. He wept profusely. According to tradition, Peter had furrows, which means these holes underneath his cheeks. Why? Because he wept so much after he denied Christ. That's the first stage. I would say that there are various stages, but especially three key moments of the conversion of Peter. When Jesus looks into the eyes of Peter, the second would be the gospel today. Were you listening to the gospel, or did you zone out when I was reading the gospel? You zoned out a little bit. Okay, well, what it happened is that Jesus, the apostles catch this huge fish, catch a fish, and then Jesus gives them breakfast, and Jesus pulls Peter apart, and he's taking a walk with him on the shore. Guess who's walking behind? St. John the Evangelist. And Jesus asked Peter three simple but very important questions. They were, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord. Feed my lambs. Peter, do you really love me? Yes, Lord. Feed my sheep. Well, Peter, do you really love me? Yes, Lord. And that hurt. Why did Jesus ask him three times? Hello? You got it. So there was the relationship with Peter and Jesus before there was a wound there. And that wound had to be healed. Unfinished business, so to speak. There was a wound there. In Fulton Sheen says, why do you think Peter didn't draw close to that fire when Jesus was preparing breakfast? Reminding him that fire that he's warming himself with when he denied Jesus three times. He didn't want to get close to that fire. Fulton Sheen. Huh? Fulton Sheen. A lot of these things are not written in the gospel, but they're in between the lines. That's the second step of the conversion of Simon Peter. What about the third? I'll give you a hint. It's going to be in about 16 hours. What's going to happen 16 hours from now? We're going to be celebrating the Vigil Mass of Pentecost. That's when you got the fullness of the conversion of Simon Peter. When the Holy Spirit comes down upon him and the apostles, there's a radical transformation. If you don't believe me, read the Acts of the Apostles again. We've been reading it for 48 days. But read especially Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, we got Pentecost, and Peter gets up and he gives the Pentecost homily. You know how many people were converted in one homily? 3,000 people in one homily. If I could convert 2 in every homily, I'd be happy. Starting with myself, huh? 3,000 converts in one homily. That'd be this church filled 3 times. That's a big catch of fish, huh? Then Peter gets up and he preaches, which with so much eloquence and conviction, he's more eloquent than William Shakespeare. He's going to write a couple letters, and is this that rough and tough fisherman? You ever read the letters of Peter? He waxes more poetic than Shakespeare. I'll give you one verse. As the morning star rises in our hearts. Wow. I studied literature. I have a degree in literature. You can't go beyond that. As the morning star rises in your hearts. Isn't that beautiful? La estrella de la mañana surge en tu corazón, if you know Spanish, right? Beautiful. Not by cleverly concocted myths. Throwing yourself into a swamp of profligacy. That's good English. Where did it come from? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. And how is Peter going to die? Domino quo vadis. He's going to be crucified upside down. Why? Because he didn't feel worthy to die like Jesus. 36 years ago, I was ordained a priest by John Paul II. You know where I was ordained? I was ordained in the Basilica of St. Peter. You know where I celebrated my first Mass? With John Paul II. Underneath the altar were the bones of St. Peter. Wow! What a privilege. Under the major altar of St. Peter, you had the bones of St. Peter. So this passage is very dear to me. Very dear to me. But hopefully very dear to you. So today, take a walk with Jesus. Take a walk with Jesus along the shore. Jesus is going to ask every one of you here present, and me too. He's going to ask you 3 questions. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Hopefully you can say, Lord, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Amen.